President Trump has declared a federal emergency in Southern California at the request of that state's Governor Jerry Brown. There are now six major wildfires burning. The Lilac Fire broke out yesterday north of San Diego in the rural towns of Bonsall and Oceanside, threatening nearby Camp Pendleton, killing at least 12 thoroughbred racehorses at San Luis Rey Downs Training Center. It's feared that number is going to go much higher. John Sepulvedo of KQED is at the Lilac Fire staging area. John, a rural community, this horse loss is just terrible. But what are you seeing?
We are seeing no fatalities for people, which is good. And what I am seeing is a lot of smoke creep in. So it's getting a lot warmer here right now, Robin. It's going to be about 80 degrees to 85 degrees. And we're seeing a lot of smoke fill the valley. As the ground heats up and as the wind shift, we're going to see the fire kind of push back inland. And that's the concern because there are big population centers. And in fact, the area where this is at is, you know, outside of Florida, it's one of the highest per capita retirement areas. In fact, they have a center not too far from where this fire is happening called the Lawrence Welk Center, which is an old retirement home that's been there for a long time. There's a Sun City, Del Webb Sun City retirement community, not too far up the road from here. So there's a lot of concern about making sure people who might not be technically savvy, as there is some concern of that from law enforcement, to make sure that they know that a fire could come, that they might have to evacuate. So we're seeing a lot of police presence here, so because they're the people who have to go door to door.
Well, that's what we saw in Northern California during the wildfires there, so we'll keep an eye on that. But meantime, you know, you've also got the Thomas Fire, which was the first in Ventura County, and it's the biggest. And you've got the Skirboil Fire, which is small, but it, you know, it's the one you talked about with us that, you know, shut down the 405 freeway and is threatening the Getty Center there, the museum. What's the sense of how soon will the winds die down? How long is this going to last?
Well, it's going to last through the weekend. And this is what has been so frustrating for the people who are fighting these fires and for the people who are waiting to go home. Is that every day? So the winds were originally supposed to be, today was supposed to be earlier in the week, the last day of really intense winds, you know, winds more than 60 miles per hour. Then that got extended to tomorrow, Saturday, and then it got extended again to Sunday. So those unfavorable conditions, I mean, that's a big reason not only why President Trump signed the state of emergency to get more money and more resources, you know, for fixed wing aircraft and that, but the reason that Governor Jerry Brown has been really harping on the issue of fire funding, not just in California, but for the West.
Well, little loss of life, but there has been one confirmed death?
Yeah, there's been at least one confirmed death by the flames. This woman was found in Ventura County late yesterday. One of the things that I've really just been amazed at is these fires are brutal. The smoke, heavier than what I saw in the North Bay when I covered that, and the deadliest fires in California history that we know of. The winds, more intense. The flames actually hotter. But what has been phenomenal is the fact that there has been very little loss of life up to this point. Comparatively, it seems that first responders have learned a lot from the Northern California fires about getting people out early. And we saw that in Ojai just a few days ago. They evacuated the town. Even though they might not have needed to, there was no chance was taken. You know, that was definitely something that didn't happen quite fast enough in the North Bays.
Well, perhaps the fires in the north are impacting people down south. Look, but terrible loss of animals. There was another barn that burned down because of the creek fire that's in the Cagle Canyon.
Right.
40 horses killed there. So other losses there as well. Schools closed. Talk a little bit about how it's impacting people.
You know, it's doing two things. One, there's the immediate impact of, okay, I need to have a go bag ready. Okay, I need to be ready to evacuate. I need to make sure that I have a plan for my animals. And then once that gets done, it's almost like this has become very, like, normal. It's really important to keep in mind that since January, so it's almost a full year, there has been significant smoke events in the West, and many of those in California. And I feel, when I talk to people, that it's kind of shocking to see these big plumes of smoke that you can actually see from downtown Los Angeles up these massive flames. But then people kind of forget it's there.
Well, and we just want to mention the firefighters, well more than 5,000 at this point. They've come in from other states. But if the fires continue to spread, I mean, how do they do this?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this emergency declaration does, is it helps free up the money that's needed and help basically tap into federal resources for coordination and for equipment. I mean, it's really, really important. I cannot say enough positive things about the firefighters. I mean, these people have worked their butts off, and they have saved towns, and they have done it through the night. I've seen firefighters sleeping for 15-minute periods and then turn around and get back up, and they deserve a big shout-out. They work incredibly hard. They don't have enough resources. They can never have enough resources, and the work is incredibly dangerous.
John Sepulvedo of KQED in San Francisco, but for us covering the fires in Southern California down there at the Lilac Fire in San Diego County. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.